Good morning, Brett Mack.
G'day, PT. Good morning.
Comes around very quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, my word, it does.
I want to throw back to yesterday.
Yeah.
What could you give a 30-minute presentation on with absolutely zero preparation?
Yeah.
And it was a good one. And John put up how Kevin Costner ruined every movie he starred in and who could have played each role in each movie better.
Yeah, that was a bit harsh, wasn't it?
No.
What about Dances with Wolves?
Yeah, well.
That was all right, wasn't
it? He didn't say much in that movie, though,
no,
did he?
No.
Yeah,
didn't.
So I guess that's acceptable. Mm. Anyway, I put the question to John, who should have played the lead in Waterworld? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
He's finally answered us.
Yeah.
John says, PT, not even crazy Mel Gibson could have saved that stinker. I would have thought Marcel Marceau could have delivered the dialogue so much better.
Marcel Marceau.
John Dooley, you're a bloody champion, mate.
He's the French mime, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, that's
Marcel
right.
Marceau.
Yeah, I got
yes,
you. Yeah.
No longer with us.
Isn't he?
No, I don't
think
so.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, that leads us into today's, which has no relevance to yesterday's whatsoever.
Mm.
I'm going down the food track today. What's the one food you just can't do, Brett Mack? Mine's peas. That's a hard no from me.
Yeah, yeah.
My nan used to try and hide them in the mashed potatoes.
You can't hide a green pea in white mashed potatoes.
Nan, what are you doing? I lift up the potatoes because I think they're the Deb potatoes. Remember those? They're smashed up in a bag or something.
Oh, nasty.
No. My nan never did Deb. I still to this day do her mashed potato recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Just to digress a little bit.
Yeah, yep.
So we're boiling the potatoes, obviously.
Yep.
We bring them off the stove.
Mm-hmm.
We bring out the margarine and we get two heaped tablespoons of margarine into the smashed potatoes, followed by some mayonnaise.
Oh, the mayo, the secret ingredient.
Followed by a square of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can be, I don't care if it's plastic, whatever the case may be, but throw in some cheese. I usually do a tasty square.
Yep.
Mash it all up, and let me tell you, you have got calories galore on your plate.
But it's delicious.
It is delicious.
The only thing I'd change there, PT,
yep.
Margarine out, butter in.
Oh, yeah, you could do both.
Yeah
margarine or butter. Yeah. I don't mind. Yeah. I don't mind. You can go either way.
Mm.
Anyway, getting back to the green peas.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Peas.
Your nan hiding the peas.
Yeah, she used to put some peas on the plate and she'd chuck a slab of potato on top.
Young Paul will never find them.
No.
Mm.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Mm.
Absolutely horrible peas. Don't like them at all. What do you not do?
Oh, I really don't like cauliflower.
Really?
Unless it's smothered in cheese and I can't taste it.
Oh, you got to have the cheese sauce on top
of
the cauliflower.
Yeah, and then it's okay, but just...
What do you mean you can't taste it? There's not much of a taste to cauliflower
I reckon it's a bit bleh.
Do you?
Yeah, is that a word?
See, my wife won't do beetroot because it tastes like dirt, according to her, but I love beetroot.
Yeah, I don't mind beetroot.
Yeah. Matthew says cauliflower makes me gag.
Good on you, Matthew.
That's what peas do.
We should get a club going.
What, the gagging club?
No, the anti-collie club. There you go. It's even got a name.
The anti-collie club.
Yep, let's get a bumper sticker done. Yep.
Tina says no Skippy or Peter Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
I've had Skippy before, and it's hard to cook.
Mm.
I've tried to cook it myself, ended up banging it in the microwave and totally destroying it. It went in the bin. And Peter Rabbit? A bit of casserole, doesn't go straight.
Yeah, had that
just watch
before.
Out for the bones in the rib cage, though. They're a bit nasty if you get them mixed up inside of it. Bronwyn says sushi. Now, I love sushi.
No, I'm not a fan.
Not a fan?
No.
Is it the seaweed?
Yeah, the kids are fans, though. They love it. Love the stuff.
It's also wrapped in seaweed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says cabbage. The smell of it just makes me feel sick to my stomach.
Although, if you cook down a bit of cabbage into homemade spring rolls, look out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go
I love cabbage.
Go all right.
See, what you do is you cook up some bacon.
Mm.
Again, let's throw some butter into the pan.
Mm.
Cook up some bacon. As that's halfway cooked, you throw the cabbage in and you give that a little left foot in, left foot out, shake it all about.
So you got bacon-flavoured cabbage.
Oh,
it's not cabbage anymore, PT.
Oh, Brett Mack. Oh, I'm salivating. Can I go home and cook?
Yeah, off you go.